This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Once again, there's the prospect of a postal strike. The National Letter Carriers Union, headed by Joseph Baca, has rejected the contract agreement. Other unions are balloting. Neil Strausser attended a union news conference.
On advice of counsel, I'm not going to comment on that at all.
To all questions about a strike or job actions, Union President Baca had the same reply. For an obvious reason, while the union constitution calls for a strike within 5 days of rejection of a contract if negotiations are not reopened, federal law makes strikes by government employees illegal. Baca did discuss the union strike fund.
Our strike contingency fund isn't as large as private industry unions. It's not as large as the American Postal Workers Union. I think perhaps Mr. Meany might help us after he destroyed us.
Baca blamed AFL-CIO President George Meany in part for the rejection because Meany had called the settlement inadequate. Baca had supported ratification of the new contract, but today dutifully asked the Postal Service to reopen negotiations by next Monday. Postmaster General William Bolger, in a statement, again said the procedure should be binding arbitration, which the union opposes. But Bolger did not directly rule out negotiations. Neil Strausser, CBS News, Washington.
One large batch of mail has gone awry, causing confusion and anger in Detroit. Lee Mitchell of affiliate WWJ has the story.
Sometimes it's not the Postal Service's fault. As in this case in Detroit, where about 1,500 letters were found trapped between the 15th and 16th stories of the downtown city county building. The letters apparently got there because of a faulty mail chute, which directed some letters into a crawl space instead of to the first floor mail station for a pickup by the postman. The pile of mail was found by a repair worker sent to investigate persistent complaints of missing letters, some nearly 2 years old. So if you were expecting a letter from Detroit that never came, watch your mailbox in the next few days. Postal officials say the missing mail from the city county building is on its way. This is Lee Mitchell for CBS News in Detroit.
The World Tonight continues after these messages.
Sears National Automotive Values. From the people who brought you the diehard battery comes the Muzzlers. The aluminized muffler from Sears. Regular price only $19.99 installed. And the Sears Steel Belted 30 tire gives you bias-ply value and double steel belt strength. Now until September 2nd, save 30% off regular price plus federal excise tax. Prices and tire sale dates may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. At most Sears Tire and Auto Centers.
Stop at Sears.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the heart's 2-in-1 plus.
Forget about fleas and ticks all season long. Get the long-lasting Hartz 2-in-1 Plus collar. If it gets wet, the collar won't lose its effectiveness, even against ticks that carry dangerous Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Protect your dog, cat, and family.
Put the plus on your pet, the Hartz 2-in-1 Plus.
There has never been an allegation that the FBI bugged the secret conversations of defense attorneys until today. Fred Graham reports.
Defense attorneys in the Chicago 7 conspiracy case have obtained subpoenaed documents which they say contain the first evidence to surface that the FBI bugged a supposedly sacrosanct conference of defense attorneys. The key document reportedly is a 4-page coded teletype sent from the Newark, New Jersey FBI office to FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover early in 1970. It is said to contain a word-for-word transcript of a meeting of all the Chicago 7 defense lawyers in March of 1970 in the Newark Law Office of Defense Attorney Leonard Wineglass. The transcript allegedly quotes attorneys William Kunstler, Arthur Canoy, Wineglass, and others as they plan their appeals of the recent convictions, and it says that an FBI agent shadowed one law clerk back to his Manhattan law office. The documents are under a court seal and will not be made public until they're filed in court on Friday, when Kunstler and the two others who were convicted of contempt in the Chicago case will ask to have their convictions thrown out on grounds of government misconduct. FBI spokesman said they could not comment on the case. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
Leftist guerrillas continue to hold as many as 500 people hostage inside the Nicaraguan National Palace in Managua. One deadline they set is already passed, with no apparent action against those hostages. The guerrillas are demanding ransom money and freedom for the country's political prisoners, as well as a flight out of the country for themselves. They've freed more than 100 hostages. The State Department in Washington says it has evidence that 14 people were killed when the guerrillas seized the palace yesterday. The government of Nicaragua has not confirmed that. About 1,000 soldiers surround the palace building. So far, they have not moved against those inside. More of the world tonight in 1 minute.
Ever find yourself without any money when your car broke down and needed a tow? Or when you had to run out to a store and didn't have a dollar to your name? Times when neither a personal check nor a credit card would do? This is Carl Malden with an idea. When you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Stick it in your wallet and leave it there. Now you have emergency money. You can use it whenever you need it, or just leave it in your wallet indefinitely. It never expires. And of course, an American Express traveler's check is safe money. If you should lose it, you can get a full refund. And that's a lot better than losing cash. It's a nice idea for everyone in the family to have an American Express traveler's check just for security. And it's especially nice for a son or a daughter going away to college. So remember, the next time you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Someday it could save you.
Next time you go on a trip, pick up American Express traveler's checks. And remember to save your last one. Someday it could save you.
Cheap transcontinental airfares apparently are coming. A Civil Aeronautics Board official is recommending acceptance of a proposal from World Airways. Richard Roth has the story.
While the administrative law judge's opinion is not binding on the Civil Aeronautics Board, one CAB source predicts the $99 fare now stands a good chance of ultimate approval. He adds, however, that it's unlikely World Airways would be given a monopoly on the no-conditions, no-frills service. The airline's plan is to offer four flights a day connecting Newark and Baltimore on the East Coast with Oakland and Long Beach on the West. Seats could be reserved, though tickets would have to be paid for at the time reservations were made. The $99 fare compares with a current one-way coast-to-coast fare of about $220. Competing airlines have 21 days to challenge World Airways' plan, and the CAB itself has 30 days to decide to review the recommendation. Even if the plan is finally approved, that means the low fare is not likely to be available until sometime next year at the earliest. Richard Roth, CBS News, Washington.
New strength for the supposedly sickly American currency. Mike Lee reports from London.
The American dollar perked up around the world today thanks to a dose of gold tonic and a kind word from a prince. Yesterday's decision by the Carter administration to double the amount of U.S. gold auctioned off each month, coupled with assurances by Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Fuad that OPEC will continue to trade in dollars, enabled the dollar to move upwards on most European money markets. In London, the pound sterling fell in value against the dollar and closed at 1.925, slightly lower than yesterday and well below last week's $2 per pound. That psychological ozone, which increases pulse rates on Wall Street, and worldwide newspaper predictions that the American economy is climbing into its deathbed. Although the dollar turned greener today, the world price of gold went down, closing at $201.05 per ounce, a drop of $5 from yesterday. Mike Lee, CBS News, London.
Stocks closed higher today in moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up more than 4.5 points, closing at 897 even. On the New York Exchange, the average price per share in today's trading gained 21 cents. The volume there, almost 40 million shares. And on the American Exchange, the average price per share was up 8 cents. Volume there, about 5.5 million. Wall Street on this world tonight.